Healing the Divides: How Every Christian Can Advance God's Vision for Racial Unity and Justice, by Jason Roach and Jessamine Birdsall. Read by Jason Roach and Jessamine Birdsall. Chapter 1: Surveying the Scene. Shock, sadness, and shouts for justice were just some of the responses reverberating around the globe as we started to write this book. It was just a few months after the death of George Floyd, May 2020, which had catalysed protests against police brutality and racial inequality in the US, the UK, and many other countries. The disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on Black, Asian, and minority ethnic communities in the UK had also put issues of race on the front page of newspapers and at the centre of public debates. Our hearts were heavy as we were swept up in different ways in all that was going on around us. The increased attention to racism prompted many minority ethnic individuals to speak up about their own experiences. I, Jason, was one of them, speaking out publicly for the first time about my experiences of racism perpetrated by police and people in the pew, both in the past and in the present. Within a short period of time, racism became a more prominent social concern in the public eye. Thousands demonstrated in support of the Black Lives Matter, BLM, movement. Schools, businesses, government departments, and churches publicly affirmed their support for racial equality and pledged further change. Articles, books, podcasts, and special events directed our attention to the problem of racism and urged us to take action. But the surge in attention to racism then triggered a backlash in the form of attacks on critical race theory. Accusations were made that anti-racism work is part of a dangerous woke culture. How are we as Christians to make sense of these debates? How are we to respond? The aim of this book is not to solve all the issues in the debate about racism. It is to offer fellow Christians some tools and frameworks to help all of us more thoughtfully navigate conversations about race and to better love our brothers and sisters of all ethnicities. For some who read this book, the conversation about race sparked by George Floyd's death has faded to a dim and distant memory. For others, the conversation is live and personal. Some of us may be hurting because of the racism that we have personally experienced. Others may be hurting because of racism that we have witnessed or that has affected those we care about. All of us can feel at a loss as to how to feel or act in the midst of the pain and injustice in our society. When a paramedic arrives at the scene of an emergency, they are trained to ask the right questions and to bring the right equipment so they can begin to put things right. They may not have all the answers, but their toolkit and training make a critical difference. We pray that this book might help us as Christians, when confronted by racism, to be more like a paramedic than a passerby, to take wise action rather than simply keep our heads down and walk by. Our stories. We believe that the church is called to be a place where people of all cultures, languages, skin tones, and histories can participate, grow, and serve together. We've both been conscious of the ways that race and culture shape our experience of the church for a long time. I, Jason, am Black British. I was born in London to parents from the island of Barbados in the Caribbean, who had moved to the UK to work and study. The suburb where I grew up was predominantly white. This meant that, apart from my parents, I encountered very few people with brown skin who were in skilled professions such as medicine, engineering, teaching, or banking. It wasn't until we started to visit Barbados that I became aware of how much this had affected my own thinking. I remember wondering how the plane I was on would actually be able to land on the island. Who would have built the runway? Subconsciously, my environment had caused me to doubt whether, apart from some exceptions like my parents, Black people had the competence to do these things. It seems almost unbelievable now that, despite the colour of my own skin, I might think this way. But it
Sample complete. Ready to continue?